responsible.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Daryl.
855-453, or you can call us up on the Skypes with LRN.FM. So, you know, that's it. Just go there, put a contact request in, and, you know, give us a call. That's LRN.FM on Skype and 855-453. And we'll talk to you about whatever you want to talk about. Also, you need to know the Free Talk Live has archives. Free archives going back to, wow, it's 6 years, something like that. Some incredible amount of archives. 7 years, I don't know. A lot of archives for you for free at archives.freetalklive.com. Other shows, they want to charge you for these archives, and they don't have them as extensive as Free Talk Live does available online. It's archives.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Howard calling in from South Carolina. Howard, you're on Free Talk Live. Howard, can you hear me? Howard going once. Howard going twice. Let's put him on hold, see if we can get him back. So, there's been a lot of conversation going on the Facebook page, isn't
it?
Yes.
Right? Yeah. So, on the post about good police encounters, somehow the comment was made where somebody called you out, Mark.
Somebody called me out.
Said that 3D printers cost tens of thousands of dollars, and people will not have them in 5 to 10 years.
You know what you don't do, Daryl? You don't spit in the wind, you don't tug on Superman's cape, and you don't mess with a super genius.
Yes.
Because the fact is that 3D printers cost, I've seen an article where they were $2,000.
I just found a couple between $1,200 and $1,700.
$1,700? $1,200?
$1,200.
$1,200. So 3D printers are going to go down, down, down in price, especially when you can use a 3D printer to make a 3D printer.
Yes. You know? If I had a 3D printer, that's what I would do. I would be in the 3D printer making business so that then I could make people 3D printers and then sell them.
And once those people have their 3D printer, they're going to make one for their friend or family member and things like that. And these things are going to propagate. 3D printers can make anything. I saw an interesting one, video, maybe it was on TV, I can't remember what, where they made an adjustable wrench. But they're making things that are even more complicated. 30-round clips, for instance.
Yeah.
If they can make a 30-round clip, they can make a 150-round clip.
And there was a guy that basically printed a car.
Except for some parts, as I understand it, he basically made a car.
Yeah, and he did each part individually for the most part, and then snapped it together like a kit car. But still, he made a car. He printed a car.
Now, this is an incredible step forward in technology. And once you can print a solar cell, I want you to understand how this changes things. Imagine you can print a solar cell, and you can put these things on the top of your roof. This is going to take everybody off the grid. It's going to change the world. You won't see the oil companies will become far less powerful. You'll see far fewer wars as a result. But people are going to have freedom, and freedom scares.
You can put a block of tofu in one of these things, and then 3D print a tofurkey and inject whatever flavoring makes tofu taste like turkey and serve that at Thanksgiving.
But then you'd have to eat a tofurkey. All right, let's go to Norman calling in from California. Yeah, I don't. There's no set of circumstances where I'm going to be happy about that. Norman, you're on Free Talk Live. Norman calling in from KGOE in Eureka. Norman?
Okay, there is something wrong with our phones.
I think that might be the case. Well, we'll see what's going on with... let me check here. ISDN, CPU. I don't know. Seems like my buttons are pushed properly. I'm going to try one more time. Norman, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
There he is.
All right, there we are.
Okay.
Okay.
So go ahead, Norman.
Yes, I just wanted to make a comment about this Supreme Court Justice Scalia.
Doesn't
and the man
really happy
seems
with him.
So unknowledgeable about the Constitution. I I cannot understand how these people even get elected to these posts.
He's not elected, he's appointed.
For the rest of their life.
Yep, appointed.
He made a decision of Kello versus New London.
Okay.
Which allows contractors, contractors can go in, buy up anybody's property as long as they can pay a higher tax to the city, and that deprives us of our pursuit of happiness guaranteed in the Constitution.
It's true.
You know? The government deprives me of my pursuit of happiness on a near daily basis.
Well, the government, insofar as Scalia dictating what the government will be, to enforce the rights of the rich. Anybody living in Crescent City or Eureka can be moved off of their property within 90 days. Some contractor can come in and show that he can build something that will pay, bring in more taxes to the city. I mean, big, you know, small towns could be moved by these giant developers if they so wished. Now, how can
But before you go that far, the fact is that the municipality has to give the ability, the power to the contractor to do such a thing. This was a
exactly. But he states that the municipality can now do that. We used to have eminent domain, which was for a hospital or say a freeway. Now that's perfectly fine, and everybody can understand that. But when a rich man can come in, tell me to get off of my property, my family's lived there for decades, and say, you're gone. You know, go find someplace else to live. I'm going to pursue my right to happiness, and you can't. You got to go live somewhere else. That is not correct.
This New London versus Connecticut, Kello versus New London. I'm sorry, Kello versus New London was the case that broke me from the belief that somehow these nine people wearing black muumuus in Washington D.C. somehow had any interest in the Constitution left. I mean,
exactly.
how you can read the eminent domain can be used for public use as opposed to public good.
Right.
I mean, they just made crap up. And I think it was Scalia. I may be wrong on this one, but I think it was Scalia in talking about gay marriage this week that basically said something to the effect of, well, we don't know what the results of gay marriage are going to be.
Yeah, I heard that.
That's kind of interesting when this guy's talking like a legislator, not like a Supreme Court justice. You know
what he's talking like is he's a corporate implant. He is a corporate.
Well, I think they all are. If somebody didn't shout him down over this.
They used to be corporate mouthpieces, but they're actually corporate implants now. It's like Obama putting there's four people in his cabinet that actually work for Monsanto. You know, these people are implanted now. They're no longer just mouthing what the people are giving them kickbacks to.
A government of the lawyers, by the corporations,
right.
For the lobbyists.
For the corporation.
For the corporations, by the lobbyists. You're right,
exactly.
Norman. Thanks for that.
I just wanted to say that, and I hope that people will somehow wise up. I don't know what the answer is. You know, the two-party system no longer works.
Stop giving them your money, I think is the best answer.
What we need to do is just try somebody totally new. And this may sound absurd, but the uncorrupted party so far is that you've got the Green Party, you've got the Peace and Freedom Party. They haven't had a chance to get corrupted yet. Send them next to Washington. Forget about this, you know, choose polio or choose cancer with the Democrat-Republican choice. Try something brand new. And if it fails, at least, you know, we know that we tried to do our best by putting some people in there who are at least honest right now. They'll get corrupted further down the line, but we need a whole clean new sweep of everything.
I think it's a better use of your vote than the two-party system. Thank you for the call.
Certainly.
You know, what my concern was with the Supreme Court, and I think it was Scalia that made this statement, was as to whether or not we knew what the results of gay marriage are. Why in the world would the Supreme Court care about that? They're supposed to rule on the constitutionality of these things, not on what the long-term effects are.
Right.
The Constitution, either the Constitution says, you know, the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, or whatever. I think that's actually out of the
Declaration of Independence.
But, you know, either that is what it's about or it's not. What does that have to, or, and states have to recognize other states' contracts. what's it got to do with what the long-term results are? 855, 453, Free Talk Live. Do you think that was a valid use of the Supreme Court? 855, 453.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the world wide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Dwayne Daly from Midas Resources, March 29th, 2000. 2013. Gold opened at $15.99.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.39.65. A half ounce for $8.19.83. Or a quarter ounce for $409.91. That's $16.39.65, $8.19.83, and $409.91.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. You can give us a call. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
855-450-FREE or LRN.FM on the Skypes. Bitcoin Store. Now, we've talked a lot about Bitcoins. We're really excited about Bitcoins here on Free Talk Live. And as a result, lots of businesses that are involved in Bitcoins are advertising on Free Talk Live. But Bitcoin Store is probably the most exciting Bitcoin-only business that we've seen yet. Bitcoin Store allows you to buy more than 500,000 items ready for shipment right now. Consumer electronics of all sorts. Go take a look at BitcoinStore.com. They've got currently a 0% markup from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor. That's in Ingram Micro. And a lot of prices are a lot cheaper than you're going to find them. Less costly, you know, less costly than you're going to find them at other sites on the internet. So BitcoinStore.com, it's the easiest way to convert your Bitcoins into real-world items. Again, BitcoinStore.com. By the way, you don't even have to, like, they don't even have to know your name if you buy from BitcoinStore.com. Just ship it to an address. That's the neat thing about Bitcoins, is they're a potentially anonymous digital currency. Let's go to Lauren, calling in from New York on the SACL CAI phone line. Lauren, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yo, what's up, Mark?
Hey, Lauren, how are you?
Good, man. Yeah, Darryl's, I got weed today, smoked some bud, chilled out. You already know.
And you mean none of the laws prevented you from doing any of those things?
What laws, man? I'm a rebel.
Oh.
And good night. I think we've dropped him here. Sorry. Can't say the F-bomb on the radio. We just don't do it that way. 855, 453. You know, it does point out the ludicrousness of these laws. Now, he said he was calling in from New York, and I'll take his word for it. Somehow, New York has not legalized recreational marijuana. Now, he didn't say that he wasn't some kind of medical marijuana patient, and I don't know what, I think it's almost 20 states now that have medical marijuana.
Yeah, I don't think New York is one of those.
I don't know. It would seem like it is. You know, you could go ahead and take a look. I'm going to guess that New York has medical marijuana. Now, nobody has medical marijuana like California has medical marijuana, because basically their medical marijuana is legalized marijuana. Like, they got the oldest law there. But, you know,
medical marijuana bill has been introduced in New York, but it is not passed. It was introduced 2 days ago.
Oh, wow. Well, when you start looking at these states, the populous ones, California, New York, it's going to be Texas and Florida. Once you get those four states, those are going to be the real linchpins as far as the population. I don't know what the percentage of the population in the United States is in California, New York, Texas, and Florida, but it's a large percentage, a large minority, would be my guess, of Americans. Now, you had some comments on the New London versus
Kelo. Yeah, you said that the Kelo versus New London case is the Supreme Court case that really woke you up to the fact that the federal government is corrupt and does not care about your rights.
I think specifically the Supreme Court is what it woke me up to, because I think that I was just your average ditto head Republican up until, I guess, the first couple of years I did Free Talk Live.
So reading history books and reading about the Dred Scott decision, that Dred Scott was not a human. He had absolutely no rights because somebody claimed ownership over him. That decision didn't make you realize that the Supreme Court was a little effed up?
Well, I think what I thought at the time was that, you know, that's how things were back then, but we've fixed it. Is, you know, ultimately, the Supreme Court is the fixing branch, is what I used to think about.
So, reading that the Supreme Court upheld the internment of Japanese Americans during World War II, that didn't make you realize that the Supreme Court was corrupt?
I think you can still find conservatives that will defend that.
Yeah, and Free Talk Live plays a promo where there's the caller that calls in to defend that.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's see, some of the other decisions in the 60s and 70s where the Supreme Court basically rulings out of their rear end where they cited papers that were written by their lawyers and by them when they were in law school that had absolutely no citation of Constitution at all. none of those rulings where they didn't even look at the law or look at whether or not it was constitutional had any effect on making them appear basically illegitimate in your eyes?
I think that I'm like the average individual and don't spend a lot of time poring over Supreme Court rulings, and it's the new rulings that concern me. I didn't even know that there was a ruling on Japanese Americans being interned. I mean, it would seem to me that that would be they wouldn't even be able to get that to the Supreme Court in that amount of time. I mean, World War II was only...
It was actually heard after World War II.
Okay.
But it was ruled to be that it was perfectly legal to do that.
I think that's a horrifying thing. And, you know, but what are you going to do? I didn't have any idea. And I think a lot of people don't have any idea. But when, for me, I saw that case, that New London case, and I guess I'd been holding that last little candle for the federal government was for the Supreme Court candle. I was saying, well, at the very least, the Supreme Court does a pretty good job. They're there to rule things unconstitutional. And sadly, what they do is they generally rule things constitutional. And most of the stuff that's done by the executive and the legislative, I think, is crap. It's not covered by the Constitution. The Constitution's a very limiting document. The purpose of the Constitution is the purpose of the Constitution is to limit the federal government.
Yes.
And it's the 10th Amendment is an abundantly clear that anything that's not specifically mentioned in the Constitution must be remanded back to the states and to the people, respectively.
And now, the 9th Amendment is even broader than that and says that everything that is not, or just because certain rights are enumerated to people,
yep,
does not mean that those are the only rights they have.
Right. It absolutely. And I think that that's clear to most people, that just because a right isn't mentioned in the Bill of Rights doesn't mean that they don't have
those
rights.
Well, there are some people that say that the Constitution gives you those rights that are listed.
I think that they use the verbiage that says that, but what they really mean is that you have rights.
I was in a two-day hearing in Manchester 2 weeks ago for what's being called the Occupy trial,
mm-hmm,
where there were three members of Occupy New Hampshire that were before a jury on criminal trespass because they remained in a public park after 11 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And their lawyer, who represents the NHCLU, which is the New Hampshire Civil Liberties Union, multiple times said the Constitution gave them the right to do this.
Well, I color me unsurprised that a lawyer was going to refer back to the law. I mean, the Constitution is the highest law. I mean, you know, I have no doubt at all that a lawyer would refer back to the law.
I'm not surprised that she referred to the Constitution, but she said it gave them the rights, not it recognized their rights.
Well, you know, to a lawyer, the law is the highest thing, so what else would it give them the right? 855 453 Free Talk Live. You think the Constitution gives rights? 855 453 Free Talk Live.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the celiac Spruce seal of approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453. Free is an F-R-E-E. And, you know, you can use it on your old telephone.
3733.
That's right. That's what it is. So give us a call there. Talk about anything you want to talk about, or you can give us a call on LRN.FM. Well, you can call us on Skype, and it is LRN.FM.
Skype us is the correct term.
Right. Skype us. That's what you need to do. All right, so I want to tell you about the Free State Project. The Free State Project is an idea to bring together liberty-loving individuals from around the world into one state. States have unique powers that they claim for themselves, because that's what all these government people do. But they have unique powers. I mean, you know, more so than cities, more so than counties, supposedly more so than even the United States government, but I think we probably know better than that at this point.
Theoretically. But
it's a theoretical position, and the idea is to get 20,000 people to sign up to move, and once they do, within 5 years, they all will move. And currently, more than 1,000 people have already picked up and moved to New Hampshire, which is the state that was chosen by popular vote amongst Free Staters. And so go to freestateproject.org. Find out what we're doing and get signed up. It's freestateproject.org.
27 people away from 14,000.
Almost 14,000 people have signed up for the Free State Project, and it's pretty impressive, really. So, you know, we've been talking here about all kinds of different things, including costs of veterans' costs here for the United States. And I thought it was kind of interesting. We had talked about compensation for World War II veterans, and that they didn't reach a peak until 1991. veterans' benefits for World War II veterans only didn't reach their peak until 1991, and that's like 46 years after the war ended. And so I think that people need to consider when they support, the popular support of a war is important for the politicians to prosecute their war. I don't know of anyone that generally, that you know, has been prosecuted without popular support. But so your popular support matters when it comes to wars. And I don't think people understand the costs that are involved in these conflicts that have gone on since 9/11. They're going to be tremendously costly, even more so than wars in the past. Veterans of Vietnam...
They've already cost more than every war in the past combined.
I believe that's the case. Yep. Let's go to Cody in Oklahoma. Cody, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I have some theories about our gun laws they've got going on I wanted to tell y'all about.
You have theories?
Yeah, some the ways I feel about what they're going to do and why they're doing some things they are.
All right, so it's a prediction.
More or less.
Okay.
So we're having all this controversy over assault rifles and stuff, and we're trying to pass all these bills to take them away from everybody and everything. Because there's no real need for them, or, you know, they're dangerous, and everybody's committing all these crimes because of them and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But what I think is, you know, the government, when they go to pull guns away from people, I feel that they're just trying to lower our stance. So if
lower
there is
your
anything
what?
To lower our, the way we, our ability to fight back, the way
okay.
if anything was to ever happen, you know, we would be stuck with revolvers and pop shotguns and stuff, and, you know, they could control us in any way because they've got the upper hand on everything. You know,
well,
like a big,
let me ask you this question, Cody. What is the government not controlling you on?
They control
tomatoes.
Everything.
Tomatoes.
Right.
Tomatoes are pretty much the only legal substance in the country right now.
Well, not if you hang them out in front of your house in certain zoning areas. But, I get where you're coming from. People often hold up the Second Amendment as this. It's the final straw before, you know, tyranny. And I think, you know what? Here's a surprise, gun owners. Tyranny got snuck up your barrel. You know, like it's tyranny's over. You've already got your police state, and I don't see this the United States government cracking down on this dystopian future. Why in the world would they?
All right, I want to pose two exhibits to you, and show that even if you own assault rifles, the government will still defeat you. Exhibit A, Ruby Ridge. We know that Randy Weaver had illegal guns because one of the sawed-off shotguns was about half an inch too short.
Well, that was for the federal agent who asked for it to be sawed that short.
Right, but we know that he had more weapons because the federal agent guy was there and was like, yeah, I want this one and I want it cut to this specification.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that he had the weaponry because I think he actually shot one of the agents that came onto his property.
I believe that's the case.
Right.
After his wife had been shot in the head, right?
Well, I don't know if he knew that the guy was a federal agent that he shot. I think he just thought it was an intruder because it was in the middle of the night and there was some gunfire.
Right.
But either way, you know, shots were fired by the feds first, and then somehow in gunfire a federal agent got shot. Randy Weaver luckily did not die. His wife did. But Randy Weaver was defeated nonetheless. Exhibit 2. Waco. We know that the Branch Davidians had assault rifles. And that did not prevent the ATF from rolling in a tank and lighting this place on fire and killing 87 men, women, and children.
I'd also
mostly
out,
women and children.
I'd also point out Iraq, where everybody had an AK-47, but it was still a tyrannical regime under Saddam Hussein. Go ahead, Cody.
Now, well, there was something else I was thinking about when you were saying that. I might be wrong on this. I can't remember where I heard it from. But was there a jet when we had our fight with Japan and the Pearl Harbor thing? Was there a general in that that told them to not invade America? They said, behind every blade of grass, you'll find an armed citizen. And
I think
that's why they didn't invade mainland.
Yeah,
America. And they didn't invade Hawaii. They attacked and fled.
Right.
And they attacked because they were provoked.
Well, we are provoking Korea and stuff now, correct? Like, in our own way, they hate us, and...
Well, I'm not provoking them. The American government is.
Well, their presence in South Korea probably provokes the North Koreans. And I don't think Japan was by any means, you know, without culpability in World War II either. I mean, the United States government refused to send oil, you know, refused to let its citizens send oil and over to Japan. But, you know, governments do that kind of crap all the time.
Right. And also, I was listening to another talk show today on Raw Dog about... that the generations coming up over there have only been taught that America is out to get them, that we are going to kill them, that they need to kill us before we come and get them.
In North Korea?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they probably... It's all you have to do is send soldiers over there with something to eat, and you probably turn over 90% of the North Koreans, because the vast majority of them don't have any food.
Right. Well, I just think if anything was to hit the fan, I think we would be better off as an armed nation. I think they should encourage the gun law. You know, if everybody owned a gun...
Absolutely. I will agree with you. I'll agree with you that since there are more guns in this country than there are people, and that makes a land invasion of the United States completely untenable. But I don't know that... to me, I think that's probably the best argument for firearms, is that one right there. I do appreciate the call, though, Cody. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Abel calling in from New Hampshire. Abel, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Mark. How you doing? Hi, Daryl.
All's well.
Doing well.
Thanks for accepting my friend request on Facebook, Daryl.
You're welcome.
Listen, I kind of maintained of late... that all of the recent recruits, you know, that recruited to go to Iraq and Afghanistan and maybe even a little further back, I have no interest in continuing supporting them.
Hold the line, Abel. I want to talk to you.
I'll tell you why.
855-453, Free Talk Live. Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters Easy, A-R-M-O-R.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Well, I was going to give you the phone number, but there's no point in giving you the phone number. Final segment, and we've got a lot of calls, or at least a few. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
Live Saturday edition. Thanks for giving us a listen here, the Live Saturday edition. We're kind of the B team. The main guy, Ian, who usually sits in the front chair, he's off at some benefit ball thing. It's funny to see him get dressed up. Usually sitting around as like a pajama bottoms and a hoodie. You can save up to 75% off on your prescription medications with Save On Meds. You just go to, you just give them a call, and they will help you get medication, whether it's for, you know, cholesterol, cancer drugs, heart disease, whatever, from inspected factories. Independent third-party testing of generics for purity and strength. It's Save On Meds. You can save now, speaking of generics, $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis and 32-count generic packages. You can compare that to $25 here in the U.S. These are the pharmacy has been importing safe, reliable medicine to the U.S. for 9 years. You can get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. A friend of mine owns the company, and I'm confident. You can call for a free quote and info at Save On Meds 888-6969-363. 888-6969-363. Save On Meds. 888-6969-363. Let's go back to Abel in New Hampshire. And Abel, you said that, what did you say about vets, that you don't support them?
Absolutely not.
Well, why not?
Well, the internet's been pretty available in this century, in the 2000s, and you know, the Iraq War, the Afghanistan War started in early 2002, or was it late 2001? I don't know.
Waste too much time.
No, and then you know, got to 2003 before they started the Iraq War. My point is that, you know, prior to the internet, we had the mainstream media, and the mainstream media was pretty much all we had. Wanted to delve into...
They told you lies. And the internet has the truth. Is that what you're saying?
They told you lies, and said, and that's the news, and that's the way it is.
Well, my point is that these people, you know, they were looking at, you know, all the bennies of being a soldier, but they didn't research the employer at all. If you know, they were to actually just look back at what happened to the Vietnam War vets.
Yeah. It does seem like that, you know, there's almost, with the way veterans are treated, it's almost fair warning for anybody who might go into the military.
Or even the World War One vets with the bonus army, where four of them wound up getting killed and a thousand of them injured.
Yeah, and they burned their houses down and all kinds of stuff.
There's a ton of friggin' history that they could have, you know, accessed easily and said, you know what, I'm not going to join that club. And that doesn't even count the fact that the wars that they've gotten us into have been, you know, bogus. I mean, you brought up, you know, well, World War II, well, that was a good war.
Oh.
Well, the fact is that if the U.S. didn't get involved in World War I, that possibly we wouldn't, you know.
Hitler would have never existed. Hitler would have never been anything but a corporal.
Exactly. So, so I mean, there's this history, and it's at your fingertips, and I admit that the public schools that most of them went to likely had the damn recruiters in the cafeteria, and at the same time didn't give them the critical thinking that they needed. But
propaganda is a powerful tool. Abel, I have a bunch of calls, so I appreciate the call. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Greg calling in from Michigan. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Man, I love your program. And, well, if there was ever a reason for auto-loading rifles, I would have to say it would be Ruby Ridge, Waco, et cetera. In fact, one of my primary sources of, I think, incontrovertibly accurate info is American Free Press. And they have, I think it's called First Amendment Books. They've got some stellar books in there, one of which is Everything They Ever Told Me Was a Lie by Pat Shannon. And that guy Gary Webb from, San Jose Mercury News.
Greg, do you think that you can, that, you know, somehow the folks at Waco or Ruby Ridge could have shot their way to freedom? I mean, do you think you can shoot your way to freedom?
Well, I think it's a, what should we say, a beacon for all what I will call strategic patriots, because faith wasn't this country born because of strategic patriots who finally reached the breaking point and didn't want to be feudal slave subjects under a tyrannical king.
I'll give you that.
And they had the same weaponry as the military of that time.
Right.
I don't know of anybody that has their own tank. I don't know of anybody that has their own weaponized drone.
But you're right, and the state militias, that's the reason for the militias. The state militias were the state armies to protect. Yeah.
But they're long gone, Greg. Long gone. And they're not coming back.
Yeah, well, I'm creating something called Spartacus. Next time I call back, I'll tell you what that acronym means. But
I appreciate it. Thanks for the call. 855, well, I've given the number. Let's just go to Ed, calling in about Waco from Pennsylvania. Ed?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the guys at Waco, they made a mistake. They let the ATF pick up their dead and wounded and walk away. They could have killed most of them people, ATF. They let them walk away.
Yeah, I got you. But how many people would they have gotten? 2 dozen? 3 dozen?
I guess. I don't know.
How many people worked for the ATF at that time? I'm sure the federal government would have expended every man and woman that worked for the ATF to go take out those 87 men, women, and children.
And the FBI and the federal marshals.
Well,
and,
they would have took more hell with them, you know?
But that's not going to solve any problem, Ed.
They could have picked up, what's his name, Koresh in town, they said.
They could have. Look, I understand. The United States government treated its minions poorly in that particular area, and if they wanted a peaceful solution to that problem, they certainly would have gotten. Janet Reno, prosecuted that way, that little excursion in a very immoral fashion. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't change anything. Most Americans could care less about Waco.
Hey, take as many of those bastards to hell, which as you can.
Yeah, well, I
don't see that as a solution. That's not going to prevent
the
government from doing the same thing again and again and again and again.
If you want to call it open season on moose hunting, and everybody goes out there and shoots one moose, the game's over.
Wait a second.
Let me ask you this, Ed. Are you familiar with the Free State Project?
No, sir.
The Free State Project is an idea to move 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to one state. That state is New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah, dang it. Neutron bomb.
Right. See, this is what you believe. You're willing to fight and die ATF, kill ATF agents.
No, I put my hands up. I don't want to fight. I'd rather be, judged by 12 than carried out by 6.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, Ed. Let's go to Sally calling from Aberdeen, Washington. Sally, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, enjoying the discussion and all the callers. I just wanted to say, if you wanted to bring a nation down, there was a book written, The Art of War, and I believe the first thing is divide and conquer, which our country is divided. And then they say create a diversion, infiltrate the enemy camp, and don't report the news accurately. We can't rely on the news, and that's why I enjoy your program. And I just feel like this is what's happening. They're taking over, and many Americans are asleep, and they don't know what the hell's going on. And before they know it, I listened to one guy who ran for governor in my state, and he said he woke up with the Shah of Iran to Ayatollah,
yep,
as a young boy. And it was taken over that quickly. And that's all I have to say.
Well, let me, who do you think's taken over? I wonder.
Well, the enemies of the United States, the enemies that hate us and want us brought down. I cannot. I can think of a few countries. I almost see like we're a horse, and I see like they've gotten lassos around four of our feet, and it's just a matter of time before they pull the legs in all four directions, and down we come. And I think what's going to happen is with a quantitative easing, the printing of money, they're going to collapse our money system, and it doesn't matter how much gold and silver you have, that might help for a little bit. There will be a cashless system because we're going global, and I don't even know if we can stop it, but I just see not good things happening in the future.
Sally, thanks for the call. Well, that's it. It's another Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Yep.
It's been Mark with you.
And Daryl. And we see good things in the future.
I absolutely think the technology is going to solve these problems. And frankly, I'm looking for cashless system. Bitcoins, I believe, is that cashless system. And I believe that it's going to save us. Anyway, freetalklive.com. In the meantime, you can go over there, post stories or whatever.
See now, $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis in 32-count generic packages. Compare $5 a pill to up to $25 in the U.S. Savon Meds pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to U.S. customers for 9 years. Get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. Call for a free quote and info. It's Save On Meds. 888-6969-363. 888-6969-363.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live's gonna be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.